It's in the joint interests of Scotland and the United Kingdom. England is our biggest trading partner. Scotland is England's second biggest trading partner. Scottish assets are worth, oil and gas alone is worth £39 billion to the sterling balance of payments. It would leave rather a large hole if it wasn't there to support sterling. And thirdly, you come to the essential point about assets and liabilities. The Bank of England sterling is part of the assets. They are as much Scotland's assets as London's assets. They're certainly not George Osborne's assets. We put forward in this paper our willingness to accept liabilities. We also are entitled to a share of assets. And for all of these reasons, that's probably why the leader of the No campaign, Alistair Darling, earlier this year, described a sterling area as logical and desirable. So if we're negotiating with people who think it's logical and desirable, then presumably we'll come to a logical and desirable outcome.